Influencer Mastery Best Practices. Here are the best practices that we highly recommend that you follow to develop your influence. By following these best practices, you will give yourself the maximum chance of becoming a master influencer in the shortest possible time. 1. Understand what influence really is. You need to know what influence really is to master it. Influence and persuasion are not the same. Persuasion is a tactic of influence. With influence, you are looking for conversion rather than just compliance. Your credibility is the most important characteristic, and if this is not perceived to be high, then you will be unable to influence others. 2. Rules of influence. There are specific rules to enable influence to happen. You need an audience, and you need to grab their attention and engage with them. In order to influence others, there must be a mutual understanding. Both parties need to understand each other. Knowing the influence game is essential. You need to know the principles and practice them. 3. Importance of influence. You can achieve all of the things that you want in life using influence, and you can help others to achieve their dreams too. Influence is never about being a dictator. You are looking for a long-term change. Creating an emotional connection with people will help you to influence them. When you are a master of influence, you can use it to help you achieve your goals. You can also use it to create better relationships with other people. Helping others get what they want is possible using influence, and when you have the power of influence, you can make a real difference in the world. 4. Know how people are wired. You need to know how people are wired to be a master influencer. People have habits and beliefs, and it is possible to change these, but not easy. Always remember that people do not like being told that they are wrong. Use the pain-pleasure principle when you are influencing others. Remember that people will usually do more to avoid pain than gain pleasure. Bear in mind that most people don't know what they want, and you can use your influence to help them decide. 5. Build unshakable credibility. Credibility is the most important characteristic of a master influencer. You need to do all that you can to develop unshakable credibility. There are 6 elements of credibility, which are competence, likability, expertise, composure, social ability, and trustworthiness. Work on your competence all the time so that people perceive you to be completely competent. Also, take time to work on your likability and develop your trust. Always be open about objections and address them in full. Make sure people know who you are and what you are about. Develop your articulation skills, as it is essential that you can articulate your messages. Provide evidence to support any claims that you make. Use humor in your presentations to make your audience feel at ease. Give people what they want, and they will always want to listen to you. 6. Use influence methods in business. Use influence methods in business to get what you want. Identify the problem that your audience has and also the consequences of the problem. Find the best solution and explain the consequences of this solution. Check that your audience understands your message. Make sure that your solution is beneficial to your audience. Reserve judgment on any questions or issues raised and never correct your audience. 7. Different decision-making processes. You need to know that people have different decision-making processes. Use the right influence skills for each type. The main ones are thinker, skeptic, follower, leader, and enthusiast. 8. Maintain your influence ability. Keep your relationship going with your audience and ensure that you avoid confrontation. Be a connection maker and help your audience with your connections. Admit that you are not perfect and that you do not know the answers to everything. 9. 3 influencer mastery tactics. There are 3 key approaches that you can use to influence people. You can use logic and try influencing their heads. The second is to use emotion and influence their hearts. And the last is a collaborative approach where you influence with your hands.